For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. I'm Ken Clark, sitting down with another special guest, recruiting official visits. We got a hometown kid, Mr. Richard Mays Jr. What's up, baby? How you doing, man?
I'm good.
Hey, good to have you on Tiger Talk, man. So I would say, man, well, I guess I could say welcome home, man. You're back home, you know? So let's introduce yourself on Tiger Talk, man. Let them know who you are, where you're from. Just talk about your recruitment, and then we'll kind of expand from there.
My name is Richard Mays. I went to Regent High. After Regent, I signed to USL, played there for a year. Things didn't work out how I thought they would, so I ended up going to Colin. And after Colin, I done made my way back to Jackson. So that's pretty much my
journey. So before we even go any further, man, you hometown kid, I went to Madison Central. You know, Regent was birthed right out of Madison Central. I was actually in high school when they opened it. But I want to talk about your recruitment out of high school, what kind of led to you going into USM, and then just a little tidbit on what made you go to Colin, and then let's talk about the recruitment now since you've had a good season at Colin and all the schools that are recruiting you, and how you got to the decision to commit to Jackson State.
Out of high school, I had a couple smaller FCS schools. Had Sanford, Jackson State offered me out of high school as well. I ended up picking up USM late.
Okay.
Probably like 3 days or so before signing there. So,
okay.
You know how it is, man. You just being a kid, going to high school, your big dream is go D1, get the money, you know what I'm saying? All that.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the mindset there. So I went there, Coach Hall had just got hired. I wanted to be a part of rebuilding something.
Right, right.
So I eventually ended up going there. And then when things didn't start working out over there, I ended up hitting up Coach Micah, because if I didn't go to USM, I was going to go to Colin at high school.
Okay,
so
okay.
I ended up hitting up Coach Micah, and he was like, come on down, man. We got a spot for you. You know, we'll take care of you.
Yeah.
So I ended up going down there. And then my recruitment after East game, I had 87 and three quarters.
Wow.
So I ended up, that's when I kind of got a little buzz going for myself.
Yeah.
Coach Abraham had hit me up. Because my receiver coach, Coach Mike,
yeah,
he him and Coach Abraham are frat brothers. And
okay.
So he
okay.
Hit me up and was like, hey, man, we like what you're doing. We're going to go ahead and offer you here. This is at Jackson State. And so after I got that offer, I kind of already knew, like, my thing with myself is I want to come somewhere and I kind of want to, like, I want to be somewhere I can make a name for myself.
There you go.
And I feel like, why not do that in my own hometown?
Man, I love that. I love that. So, not a lot of opportunities. Jackson State, you know. Let's talk about your experience with Jackson State football growing up. Did you get a chance to make a lot of different games and experience the vet? So you already kind of know what it's all about. So talk about your experience and your excitement level to finally put that Jackson State Tiger uniform on and go play in the vet in front of your hometown team.
Okay, so coming up, I had a cousin with the Alcorn.
Okay.
Anthony Williams, I had a cut with Anthony Williams.
Okay.
And my first time going to HBCU football game was going to Alcorn Southern.
Mm.
And so when I saw that game, I was like, this is crazy. The environment is crazy. The band's crazy.
The band's
crazy. Everything here is just crazy.
Right.
So I was like, right then I kind of always knew I wanted to be a part of something like that.
Yeah.
And at the time it was like, I want to go to Alcorn. It was like, mm-hmm. I got my cousin up there. So
yeah, you know, understood.
So, then we messed around and we came to watch them play Jackson State at Jackson State.
Yeah.
In the bit. And now that rivalry there, that right there was something I knew I had to get in. Cause like,
yeah, yeah.
Man, I've never heard so much going on in the football game ever in my life. But like, I knew for a fact, like, if I were to ever do something like that, I had to be a part of something. You got a fan base that's that involved, that's that into it,
right.
Everything like that. So like I said, that's why it's just got to be Jackson State.
Well, man, we happy you made that decision. Fun fact about me, and I'm going to get one from you, too. My first HBCU game was Alcorn, too, even though I became a JSU Tiger. So Jackson, my hometown, I went to go see Steve McNair. I think I was in elementary school. I think I was finishing up, something like that. One of my best friends, his mom was an Alcorn alum. So when she would go to all the games, asked if I wanted to go. I was like, yeah. So after that, got a chance to go to a Jack State game, and then the rest is history, man. Fell in love with it, been in love with it ever since. And that has a lot to do with why we do Tiger Talk. It's a labor of love, man. You know, we love our Jackson State Tigers. I do want to ask you this. When you did commit to Jackson State, talk about the fans and the interaction on social media. I know they bombarded you.
Oh, yeah. I think on Instagram, I got like 150 followers that day.
Wow.
And on Twitter, I think I got probably like 50 or 60 or something like that.
Wow.
DMs, I had a whole bunch of congratulations. Let me know if you need anything. I'm here to help you. I got a lot of those.
Yeah.
Got a lot of mentions. It was, man, that whole day was crazy. I was telling my mama that, like, the day after, I was like, Ma, man, the love is just crazy.
Absolutely.
I'm not, like, that's something I've never experienced.
But that's so cool that you say that, because you committed to USM. You know what I'm saying? I'm a JUCO kid. I went to Holmes out of high school, but I was playing basketball. But my point is to go to a USM, and that speaks to something that we don't try to dismiss any other school or any other program. We just, when we say the I love, we mean that. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's real, and it's permeated throughout the entire Jackson State community. And we love our Tigers, whatever sport it is, what it is. And over the past few years, we got a lot more extra light due to our previous head coach. Now we're under Coach T.C. Taylor from Mississippi. You know what I mean? Played at Jackson State, played quarterback when he came in, but now he's playing wide receiver. Talk about your conversation. Have you had any conversations with Coach T.C.? And, you know, I know he's excited about getting you into a Tiger uniform. So let's talk about that.
Coach T.C. hit me probably, a week or a week and a half ago.
Okay.
He was just really expressing his gratitude. He was just extremely excited for me to get down here mm-hmm. on my visit, getting me to see everything, getting a uniform show, and just see what Jackson State really had to show as mm-hmm. far as the weight room and the nutrition bar and everything like that.
Oh, yeah.
Things people don't really know about.
Right.
So he was excited to get me here and show me all that. And I'm actually excited to see what everything has to offer and all that. So.
Yeah, we shout out to our AD as well as just the entire athletic support staff. Administration has done a really good job of upgrading the facilities. We got a really good strength and conditioning coach, Coach Beef. They've done a really phenomenal job of putting things into place to mirror those of the level that some don't think HBCUs may have. So we're proud of the facilities that we do have at Jackson State, and we love to see the kids come in on their visits. And then when they go see it, they put their uniform on. I mean, it's be proud of it, man. You know what I'm saying? Because it's you're at home, and it means a lot. It's for us, by us, in other words. You know what I mean? Kind of our FUBU experience. But
without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's keep moving on real quick, and let's talk about your style of play. You know, for those that haven't seen Richard Mays catch the football, go play. Do you have some players that you kind of mirror yourself after or try to pattern your favorites?
AJ Brown is most definitely my favorite.
Okay. Okay.
He's most definitely my favorite.
Okay.
Big body, you know what I'm saying? Great hands.
Yeah.
Good off the ball.
So
if I were to model my game after anybody, it would be as similar to him as I could get it.
Yes.
When I was in high school, they used to try to call me Slant King because I did run a lot of slants in high school. And even now, I still feel like I can, you know what I'm saying, freaking slant about these. Like, that's probably the route. If we don't run ones,
yeah.
Game, I'm going to run a slant.
I'm glad you said that.
I can make that.
I want you to make sure that when you get in that room, that you stress the fact that you want to run slants. And I got to read. TD know what I'm saying? Nah, we having fun with it, though. But no, man, that's pretty cool stuff, man. A.J. Brown, if you ask A.J., A.J. tell you the best wide receiver in the game. You know, now the Eagles are doing very well. But he Mississippi, you know, played in Mississippi, played obviously at Ole Miss or whatnot. But so have you had any conversations with the coaches about how they plan on using you and how you're going to fit into the mix with the wide receiver room? Because we think we got a really healthy wide receiver room. I love that you're going to be joining the likes of Isaiah Spencer, you know, another local Madison County talent, along with others, Lester Miller, Mike Williams. And have you had a chance to talk with any of your teammates thus far?
I talked to Isaiah a few times just out the strength of I just want to know what was going down here. You know, Zach McDonald. That was
absolutely. I was going to go there next.
We kind of been talking about it too, just as far as what's going on in the offense and if we go to the field by ourselves, what we going to do, routes on the air, I can run routes better now. So in the spring, it's not brand new anymore. So
okay.
That's really what we've been talking about.
So speaking of the spring, you plan on enrolling in January? All right, good deal, man. That's good. That's good stuff. But I did want to talk about Zy because, I mean, we were ecstatic to get Zy back. We had him on Tiger Talk during his official visit last year, and he came back from UL and already got that camaraderie. And I was going to ask you, did that decision factor in, but you kind of already explained that. Give us some thoughts on what else you're kind of hoping to see or get from this experience. Because what happens is when you kind of go into something like this and you're kind of somewhat familiar, what's that thing that you kind of looking for that you really haven't seen that you really want to see on this weekend to try to soak in your experience? I know you mentioned the nutrition bar, but was there anything else that you was possibly zeroing in on?
I'm excited to see like the playbook for real. Like I haven't got to see that yet. Like we talked about it, we've hit it here and there.
That's a good one.
I really want to know like what's going on in the offense and how I could play in the offense, how I factor into that. So that's really what I'm most excited about.
I love that because you're already thinking how to make an impact, you know what I mean? But you talked about making a name for yourself, and that's the only way you can make a name for yourself. You know, Jack State, we used to airing that thing out, man, going vertical. So you like going vertical or you like going inside?
This is what I was going to say.
Come on with it.
When I got to Colin, I don't know, for some reason, I just feel like I was fast man already. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm with it.
Now I kind of got to where I like running by people, but yeah, there's nothing better than slant. I would say that. But like a post ball, because I guess like right in between both of them.
Yeah.
I kind of got my slant, but I still got my go ball over there.
Okay.
Go ball aspect. So like now I do like bombing, you know, Blair University.
Yeah.
So, is Blair University. If you don't know where to go, Blair University, Compiling Community College, I'm telling you, go there and you'll get developed, I promise.
And then when you get done, come to Jackson State. I know somebody that's sitting in the room that's real happy about what you're saying right now. TD. All right, we're gonna get ready to finish it up though. But no, man, that's really good stuff, man. I think, you know, it speaks to kind of what to expect, you know. What's that game you kind of got circled, man? You can't wait to play against. Is there a team in the SWAC you're ready to play against, or is it just kind of whatever, huh?
Nah, I want that fam game. I really want Alcorn. I want Alabama State.
got everybody circled, huh?
Yeah, South Carolina State, you know, everybody.
Nah, I'm with you. Let me ask you this, since you talked about blowing past everybody, and we'll be done after this, man. Give them your measurables, but I want to know that 40 times. So you say you feel like you're the fastest man on earth. I want to know how fast you're running. What are we talking about?
If I'm being real, I ain't ran no 40 for real since 11th grade. Like, I ain't ran no 40. Where I train at, we run a lot of 20s.
Okay.
And I got the fast time in the gym, so that's all that needs to be said.
Fair
so
enough.
If you want to race me, y'all know where I'm going to be at in the fall and the spring. Y'all know the time. So don't worry. I ain't running for nobody.
I heard that, man. Hey, man, what a treat, man. Before we get out of here, Richard, drop your social, man, because they probably are. You said they already blew you up, but just in case somebody watching this interview not following you on social media, tell them how they can find you on Twitter and IG.
My Instagram is at 4KMaze, and my Twitter is my name, Richard Maze Jr., J-R.
There it is, y'all. Hometown kid, back in the Jack, finna put on for these Jack State Tigers, man. We happy to have Rich Mays in the building. Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club, man. Good to see you. Good to have you. Enjoy this visit, man.
Thank you for having me.
Right. D.I. Love. Go Tigers, baby.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.